sarà applicato. You give tobacco to those who are working in an organization. That is not tobacco. If you give someone to facilitate something for you, if that thing is something that people should fight for, or it's not your own right, but you want that person to make it your own right, what you have given is right. Now I'm saying, if you give somebody, for instance, now, say that so that when you felt that you may be in need of something, from him, maybe he's in charge of something, maybe somebody is, maybe the minister for so on, and you know you may be interested in some project, so to say, yes. So you are not giving in so that when you don't ask for that project, he will give you. That is right. That is not gift, it was a right. Because you are asking, you are expecting to give something, and that thing does not belong to him. If that thing belongs to him, then that is what that falls under, given expecting the person to also watch.
That is the giver that you are talking about.
When you give somebody, the smart also encourages the person to reciprocate that. So when you give somebody, is it permissible for you to also expect the person that this thing that I'm giving you, I'm expecting something, is it permissible? You say it is permissible. But that thing must be owned by the person that you are expecting that thing from. If that person that you are expecting something from is also a wakil of another person, he's cheating that person. He's not being sincere to that person because he has gotten something for his own benefit at the expense of another person. So what the person has given to one will be what? Right in that case. Because you are not the owner of that thing. Take for instance now, a mechanic repairs my car and instead of giving you 5,000 that you have asked for, I gave him 10 or 50,000 as a gift. So it is good for him to also reciprocate that. Maybe you are trying to assist me in doing something. But this is when it is the owner of that shop. If it's not the owner of the shop, if I should give him more than what is needed, he should want to deliver it to his boss or to his executive.
If you are giving maybe an employee in the gift, is it upon the present giving or is it only upon the present being given to deliver to the boss?
Now we have two things. One should not encourage people to do that. So it's something that is very, very difficult to understand. Take for instance, maybe let me say, maybe a man working in a ATM come to install something, for instance. Let me give you a typical example. Now they want you to give them something. But giving them that thing is what? It's haram, as long as they are not going to watch. Because they have been paid something that is going to be stopped. This is what I pray for. So when you give them something, you are encouraging them. And this is what has destroyed this country. Something that you are supposed to do, you will not do it unless you are given something. So those who refuse to give, you put their paper on that. So those who give, you bring their paper out. So with this, a lot of money will be bought, collected, houses will be built, cars will be bought. Huh? So many things in Germany.
Right.
Not through your salary, but towards the bribes that one is collecting. This is the major problem of this country. So but someone will say, but you know, just to appreciate what he has done, at least the man has tried. He has tried, fine, and he's been paid for his efforts. He's employed for that purpose. If he's not satisfied by salary that he's been given, he should complain to them or resign. Obviously. So it is not good for us to give a person like that, unless if he has used his own money to give some things that what the government or his employer has not asked him to do. But he has done it so that this thing will be what gives the way out and be a better way of solving this problem. You cannot compensate on that. So one should avoid as much as possible. As I said, there's something that is difficult. But the blunt truth is that this is what destroys the nation. That is the blunt truth. Some of people that say, if it is open, let's say in the West, a president may be removed from office because of things like this. In Ireland, somebody told me about 4 or 5 years ago, he said before he left, the president, the prime minister, so to say, then, was having problems. Because he gave a contract to the company who he had relationship with before he became a president. So his opponents, the opposition, they went and bring out this matter. They said these people that they are giving contract now is because of what his relationship with them before. He said before he left, most likely he's going to be what? He's going to be impeached. And many countries like that. But here in Nigeria, everything goes. And when we take this thing back to Islamic judgment, Islamic will, that is exactly what Islam says. You know, I've learned in Latvia, the companion whom the Prophet of Allah sent to collect the zakat. He collected the zakat, right? And some people also gave him something where he collected the zakat. Typical example. Huh? And when he got to the Messenger of Allah, look at that one. He said, this is what you have asked me to collect, Wahari Yi Adidya, and this is what? A gift. Why so will you, what will you do? Do not report to the other side. You only report what? The soda that you have been sent to collect. The Adidya, no. No doubt that. Huh? But this man said, what? Push me to say what this is what? The sodaq that I have been asked to collect, that which belongs to the Muslim. Well, how we are here, this is. The Prophet of Allah was angry. He mounted the minbar and he said, why is it that what? If we ask one of you to do something, and you have given him what was sufficient for him, and you come and tell us that this is what? He should have sat in the house of his father or mother so that the Adiyah will come and not meet him here. So this is something that is simple. In the West, they will not take this If any person, any officer or official is caught breaching any, the person may lose his job and not get paid like this. But this is something that we see. You are changing. Don't let us be changing. Let us fight for what nice dirty. This is not nice dirty. This is what abating corrupt practices. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say
what. Maybe when you went out like that, your boss sent you something to explain. And anytime you do something, you take it to your boss. That boss is practicing, you take it. Boss finds the second time, third time, I don't know. My boss will be there and I keep hiding in my police.
Well, now with respect to the one who say the boss, if I become the practice that you say take it, then in that case, al-ma'ruf al-urfan, al-mashruj, shartan. What is known in the custom is like what is related. That is, if you know that the owner of the company, the owner of the employer will ask you to take it, then it is what? It will be stopped. But if you know that your owner will not accept that, then make sure you do the right thing. But if you know you accept it because he has asked you to take it on several occasions, then in that case it will be stopped. I tell you it will be stopped because at times you may take some that when he gets to know you come out angry. Because things like this make one what compromise. Take for instance, maybe I'm selling this dog, for instance, maybe it goes for 15,000 naira. But I can sell it 20,000 naira. My boss said what I should sell it 20,000 naira. But if somebody finds it to 15,000 naira, the person, you know, the person going can sell it. Somebody now comes, the person, because you give me often and often. I said to you, Jerry, huh? I have only 15,000, huh? So I will not start from where my boss actually to start. Because it's a person that was having collecting some things as gifts from him. So I want to favor him rather than watch, favoring my boss. If my boss gets to know about this, will he be happy? So if he gets to know that as a result of the money, the gifts that have been collected from this man, that has affected his own work, profit, will he be happy? Who will be happy? And that will let us live it the way the Prophet has led it. So, if it's been sanctioned by the owner of it, then this is what it will be the source. But if it's not sanctioned, let us make sure we report it to the owner or lawyer.
An example of the clear conventional work for them, and then a lot of people. For example, I mean, actually, they're not collecting on the loss of cash. Wherever it's like, you know, the program is like, what is that? To deal with property. But the person is like, that one is because, I don't know, all things that I mean, as far as they're like, those kind of things, like, that people are trying to get this online process. So, you know, it's clear because, like, maybe no something to write. And then if you don't follow the program, you will not
be able to write. Shall we write it? I've answered the question during the course of the lecture. So ordinary that will fall under is writing ordinary. But if your right to be denied, if you don't do that, you can do it in order to get your right. But if there is a way of correcting that malpractice, so it is good to correct it. If for instance maybe you can report a lecturer to the authority and they will take the appropriate care on it. Then one should watch, one should report, one should not give you the initial. But when you know that the authority and the lecturer are the same thing, so you know that reporting is what is like you are compounding the issue. In that case, you give. So the person that has collected will be the one that is taken. So what you have done is not right. What you have done is that you approach somebody forces you to give up your rights. Allah.
What do you do?
You don't give it. No, that if it is going to affect you, that will not be, you don't be able to give it. Huh? But if you don't want to, you are ready to bear the consequences, they are not going to you. And you are said like somebody who does not have much to eat, and decide to give up what he is going to eat, decide to give it to somebody. As long as it's not going to complain, so the same thing happens to or applies to someone who finds himself in a situation like this. Now to know, I'm not going to who needs things to destroy, even if it may use it may cost me my life that it will forfeited. If it is so, there is no harm. But you shouldn't be complaining after that. Because you have evidence is the need that justifies things like this. Like when two men came to the Prophet of Allah Sallam, and the way you look at them, like both of them are capable, they can walk. Why are you not asking? And he said, if you feel that will give you, if you feel like what, taking it. But the way I look at you is like what, you are not qualified to take this thing. But you feel you are qualified, so I will give you. The same thing, what you will come to me and I will give. What have you done in the watch? It's fire. So the companion said, O Messenger of Allah, you have said this strict statement and you are still giving them. He said, Inna Allah yaqda alayya al-bukh. Allah has told you not to be stingy. Wa yaqbawna an yas'alun. And these people, they will not, Yaban and Yaban, they will not teach to us to ask them, what will I do? I will give them. So if there is anything on that, or is that, it will be born by them. So if there is a situation that will warrant one, given something like that, it will not be seen on one part as right. It is a person who has collected it that should be seen as somebody who has collected another person's right. Allah. If he reaches the saw, he knows the year must go on each year. So if he reaches the saw, the way you know is what at the end of every year on each. When I tell you that is when the year goes on it, you look at it, how much is the sum today, if it is the sum then, that means you have to pay the car. So it does not even matter whether you are saving for art, or you are saving for marriage, you are saving for, as long as you have not used it. The car is not going to pay. The car comes to art. Marriage can be for this. If somebody, even of somebody who has money, instead of wish for arch and marriage, which one comes first?
Marriage.
But if you commit dinner, how can somebody say, you are selling? Somebody is selling half money. Somebody is selling half money. Well, that is also clear. In a situation like that, the one whether you say is taking you or very rich, it is only in your mind that you know it is what they need to be. If they accuse everybody like that, nobody will have a need that. Nobody. So the issue is what you have broken the law, and this is the penalty for any person who breaks the law. So that they take you to someone, so you have to pay the money. That is it. That is what you do, unless if there is what, if there is outrageousness, so to say, in it that goes against it. But being fined for having broken a rule, Islam also supports this. This is not as what as ta'adhib. This is not as ta'adhib. So it is permissible to do. Now, you know that people who have come here are not interested in making money for the government. They're interested in what? Making money for the respect. So, how do you do in a situation like this? You don't give them. And if you give them, you are what? Assisted in. There's no doubt about that. So, regardless of the person who does, whether the person is a sheikh or the person is a malam or not, what is clear is clear. Giving them is what? Abating evil. You have considered, okay, sort of pay that penalty to the government boss, or giving them this less. Let me give this less. This less that you have given, you have what? Abated evil. So it is good that the right thing is the one to pay the real penalty that one is to pay. That is the right thing. So, why they will collect 2,000 or 1,000 from you? So one day something like that happened. The rule like that. The borrower gave us the right. As he was passing the valley now, double crossing through the place, and he said, so this place is one way. One, there is no any sign that this way is just one way. In that case, you know, we have not done something wrong. Because where there is no work, there is no sin. So you have to tell us, put the thing clearly that this place is one way. Then what about this? But there is no any sign that this thing is one way. You just want to punish people like that. So if one has a way to touch that, it is not permissible. But on that day, the man wanted us to settle in something. And I said, what type of harassment is this? Let us go to the office. He said, our office is off, and let's go here. So I knew from his statement that he was not interested in what taking us to the office. He wanted to get something from us. So I insisted. I said, you should take us to the office. He said, we are not mad. If you have put a sign here, you wouldn't have watched. Pass. So you did not put any sign here that this thing is watched, it's one way. So the boss was trying to tell us, as you know that this thing that you have done, ordinarily you have to go and do psychiatric whatever I said. So I insisted that day. He later left us, he allowed us to go. And we are looking at the office very far from the he allowed us to go. I said, Abba, we will tell you. But the best thing is the best thing for one to respect the laws. If one disrespects the law or violates the law, one should be ready to also pay the penalty to Allah. And this is something that, you know, a lot of us when we are threatening a big cause. One, it has been established that when you make white driving, when you make calls, the danger that you are exposed to is worse than the danger of a drunkard who is driving. Because the conversation will not be there. So ordinary this thing is not okay. But the fact that maybe you're a malam or you're a sheikh, if you do that, don't say after all, don't rub it to idea or things like that. You have done something that is wrong and one will be penalized. It happened to Sheikh Muslim of Mawla Ta'ala. He was being driven by somebody, a driver. So the driver now drove beyond the speed limit. So the Sheikh was leaving his car. So he just noticed that, you know, this man was stopped by somebody. When they looked at the person inside the car, They discovered that it was Sheikh Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala. He said, so they allowed the man to go. So the Sheikh, after some distance, he asked, what was the problem there? The man said, I broke the traffic law. He said, okay, they are go back. So he had to come back, and when he got there, the Sheikh asked, what is the penalty for somebody who broke or breaks the law? He said, so and so and not. He said, okay, bring half of it. I will also assist you with it. Ordinarily, why to be me or to be you? He said, Alhamdulillah. But look at it, Mashai, no Muslim with the hand. There are people who keep the watch to the love of Allah, so even if they are those guilty. And if you look at the life of the companions, you see this, when they are guilty of something, something may happen between maybe Umar and Abu Bakr, and they'll take it so, and they give the judgment despite maybe that Umar will be reported or will be fined. So they don't say, okay, but this is the good of our Shidun, this is anybody can watch, make mistakes. Let's say somebody mistaking the king, another person, and mistaking the king, another person. In Islam, the penalty is death. So, whoever kills a believer, half of it is taking it. Not that the shaykh will be watched. That doesn't matter, the penalty is watched. So, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them the knowledge. صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى Okay, that is the federal law.
Yeah.
And they need that in the federal law. Let us see the issue of the last one. Inshallah, next week I will be back for